Now, as a closing thought, so we've talked about different visual properties. One of them is position. Where do you put something in the display? You have 2 degrees of freedom. How much in the horizontal direction, how much in the vertical direction. In terms of orientation, what's the angle? That's 1 degree of freedom. Then you have size. That's another degree of freedom. Then you have motion. Is it moving up to the side? The speed of it. Should it blink or not? And color, you get 3 degrees of freedom. So if you add them up, you have 2, 1, another one, that's 4. 2 is 6. If it's blinking, okay, maybe we count that. That's 7. And then we have 3 for color. So at most, we have 10 distinct visual properties that we can tap into. If I have an n-dimensional space or a 100-dimensional space, how am I going to do it? I only have 10 visual features, independent, so to speak, although there's some dependency, but rough, on the whole, distinct from one another, that I can make use of to represent these different variables. So you'll see, we quickly run out of possibilities. We hit the limit. So other things have to be done, or we have to take advantage of what the computer can offer us, like interactivity, filtering operations, zooming, and so on, to be able to allow us to look at larger amounts of data.